Really Happen Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, May 13th, 2013. Start of a brand new week. We have got so much stuff to share with you today. We're going to get right into it. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phones when you call on in. Couple of program notes. 1 week from today, May 20th, Cindy Sheehan will be our on-air guest talking about her recent bike ride across America, more of her anti-war activism. We're going to be talking with her about that. We're going to have her for a whole half hour. 2 weeks from today, on the 28th, Richard Mack will be coming back to talk about their convention for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers of America, and we're going to be talking about that kind of stuff. Obviously, the big news today, especially if you're watching Fox News, is that the IRS scandal is really starting to explode. And it basically started out with the IRS saying that they had been looking into the tax status of various nonprofits, specifically the Tea Party. Now it's starting to blossom. It looks like it was a blanket across the board attack, political repression against anybody who questioned the government. Now they're now talking about the IRS was targeting activists who simply talk about the Constitution and the constitutionality of certain laws, including those involving the tax itself. And so this went way beyond merely the Tea Party and extended to all conservative and dissident groups. It is extraordinarily wide-ranging, and this is a huge, huge scandal. We're going to get into some of the details on that one, but I want to share a thought with you. Okay, the IRS has already admitted they did this. It was kind of disingenuous for Obama during his press conference with Cameron just a little while ago to say, if these allegations are true. They are not allegations. The IRS admitted they were targeting patriot groups, the Tea Party, the Occupy movement, anybody who's out there talking about the condition of the nation, questioning the official story, questioning the constitutionality of our current government. They were all being targeted. And I'll give you the backside of the scandal. Nobody on the corporate media has even mentioned yet. If the IRS was specifically targeting political enemies, I think it's a safe assumption they were turning a blind eye to the political friends and just letting them off scot-free with whatever they were doing with hiding their taxes and so forth. Remember, audits against large corporations by the IRS dropped 18% this last year. So that's the backside of this whole scandal. Now, Obama, in his conference just now with Cameron, made the statement. He is now on record saying that he only learned of the IRS targeting of his political critics within the society only last Friday. He's on record saying he didn't know about it before Friday. I don't think anybody's buying that one. I certainly am not. Do you really think the IRS are going to go out and start targeting Obama's political enemies without Obama's tacit approval to do that? I mean, we're in Richard Nixon territory here. And what they're saying now is the top IRS officials knew this was going on 2 years ago, and yet they denied it under oath before Congress. So we've already got the IRS leadership caught in a lie before Congress. Ready for the perp walk on that one. Does anybody here really think these IRS officials decided to engage in this blatantly illegal activity all on their own? I don't think so. And so this is a huge scandal, and the question we're all asking now is, what did the president know, and when did he know it? Because using the IRS as a political weapon was one of the counts in the impeachment proceedings that were getting ready against Richard Nixon, and he headed that off only by resigning from office. We'll talk about that after we come back from these commercials.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at campingsurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on campingsurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from campingsurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. campingsurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And so now the Obama administration is provably into Richard Nixon level of criminality. Remember, one of the articles of impeachment that was being prepared against Richard Nixon was that he used the Internal Revenue Service as a political tool to go after his enemies. There was an enemies list at work in the IRS then and today. And probably most of you listening to this radio show and contributing to Republic Broadcasting or to WhatReallyHappened.com were probably on it. Now, Nixon didn't go through impeachment. He resigned first. And the reason for that has to do with something I said last week, and I'm going to repeat it now because you need to keep it in mind as you see the official propaganda unfold. In Washington, D.C., in politics, there are two kinds of secrets. There are the little tiny secrets that are made public as a means of warfare between political rivals. This candidate is having sex with his receptionist, and that candidate over there took a bribe, and this candidate over here has a secret financial relationship, and blah, blah, blah. And you can hurl those charges back and forth as political weapons, but it doesn't threaten the system as a whole. Then there are the great secrets. Secrets so terrible that if revealed to the general public, it would delegitimize the entire government, every party, every gender, every race, creed, and color. And those secrets are kept by everyone, even your own worst enemies, try and keep those secrets from coming out because it's going to spoil the party for everybody. And Richard Nixon resigned ahead of impeachment because if he'd gone to impeachment, at some point, somebody was going to ask the obvious question. With Richard Nixon's re-election, a study in foregone conclusions, why burglarize the Democratic headquarters at the Watergate Motel? Hotel. Tells you what I think about Washington, D.C. And, of course, the answer to that question would have just blown the lid off the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and that would have brought the whole government down, Democrat and Republican alike, and that is a great secret. And you want to keep that in mind because both behind this IRS story and Benghazi, there is a great secret being hidden. Now, Susan Collins is over there on Newsmax saying that she's not buying the rogue agent's claim, and neither am I. I don't see anybody at the IRS taking it onto themselves to go out and target the Patriot groups for extra tax scrutiny on their own. These are just bureaucrats. They're not political. They're just after the money. Somebody directed this. And now Obama is on record saying that the first he learned of it was last Friday, and the instant that is proven to be a lie, it's going to get really, really spectacular. Now, moving on down here, let's see. One of the senators backed by the Tea Party, Marco Rubio, has called for the resignation of the current acting IRS commissioner, Stephen Miller. I don't think so. That's what they're going to nail somebody at the IRS, and this is just an acting commissioner. He's not even the full commissioner. They're going to throw him to the wolves and say everybody else is off scot-free. I don't think so. This scandal taints the entire Internal Revenue Service because it wasn't just the commissioner doing this. And the commissioner, in all probability, was acting under orders exactly the same as happened under Richard Nixon. So this taints the entire income tax system. We've all been told that the IRS is all about raising revenue for the government, even though the government just borrows and spends at will. And it is made palatable by the idea that everybody is treated equally by the Internal Revenue Service. Obviously, that is provably not true. The IRS has admitted they were targeting these Patriot groups. And so what that tells us is the IRS is not about raising revenue for the federal government. It is one of the systems of control. We're going to take all your money away from you and we'll give you some of it back as long as you behave and, more importantly, spend in a manner approved of by the United States government. They're using your money to control and coerce your behavior. And now, of course, the IRS is revealed as a tool of political repression. And this thing is continuing to grow and grow as it becomes more and more obvious that the IRS wasn't just targeting the Tea Party. They targeted the Occupy movement. They targeted anybody who was out. People talking about the Constitution were targeted by the IRS. And I'll tell you what's going to happen as this scandal grows. You're going to find more and more Americans willing to go back and take a much closer look at the IRS and the Federal Reserve and whether or not they are really constitutional or not. And if anybody starts digging into those issues, they're in for a very rude awakening if they are not already aware of all the problems that are out there. And if you have 330 million Americans aware that the 16th Amendment wasn't actually ratified, and that even had it been ratified, the United States Supreme Court ruled it did not give Congress any new taxing authority, what's the IRS going to do? Target 330 million Americans for punitive measures? I don't think that's going to happen. All right, now moving on to Benghazi, because this thing is really starting to heat up, and apparently Obama just came out with a statement saying, there's no there. Pay no attention to Benghazi. There's nothing to think about. We'll arrange a bloody shooting somewhere like New Orleans to distract you from that. And a lot of people are very worried. You know, Obama's dealing with a double whammy here. He's got the IRS scandal reminding everybody of the evils of Richard Nixon. I'm sure the Republicans would love to have a Democratic president that they could point to whenever anybody points to Richard Nixon. No, you're the party of Richard Nixon. Well, you're the party of Barack Obama. And then the fistfights start. So Obama's dealing with that, and he's dealing with Benghazi, and both of them are major, major scandals. And the fact that they're arriving together, each one fuels anger and curiosity about the other. If they'd arrived one at a time, Obama probably could have ridden them out. But both hitting at the same time, that's a tough, tough problem for him to solve. And a lot of people are thinking, get ready for a new false flag bang to take everybody's mind off of Benghazi and the IRS and get us all back into this war mode over there for wherever we're supposed to be invading next. But remember what I said about little secrets versus big secrets? Well, there's a big secret behind Benghazi. My theory is, and this is supported by the revelations that Obama ordered the CIA and the special forces to stand down and not go to the rescue of the ambassador, is that it was a stage-managed publicity stunt to help him win re-election. And it got out of control. The Libyans living around the consulate heard the gunfire, and they all just decided to join on in. And this carefully stage-managed play turned into an uncontrolled riot. The ambassador was killed, and this carefully stage-managed publicity stunt turned into an epic fail. And now everybody's trying to backpedal from this whole thing, and they're trying to de-link and basically make it as harmless as possible to protect the big secret. Because it's one thing for our government to have a failure dealing with a terror attack, and quite another to find out the government set it all up to make political points. And more people are saying Benghazi ought to be just as large as the Watergate scandal. And so should the IRS story. Now, Mike Rogers is already out there saying there will be more Benghazi whistleblowers. They're already talking about blanket immunity for all the lower-level people to come up and say this is what was going on. And it's very interesting to look at the corporate media and see who is really giving this a lot of coverage and who's staying away. It came out over the weekend that the top executives at ABC and CBS actually have family members working within the White House. So they're all going to be very pro, you know, let's make this story go away. There's really nothing big about that. Fox, of course, is covering Benghazi because they see this as an opportunity to damage Hillary in 2016. CNN spent all morning on the Castro brothers and, you know, how they were unfairly maligned for the actions related to the Ohio kidnapping. And, of course, now we know there actually is a cover-up because the talking points about Benghazi were heavily edited by the White House to take out all references to terrorism. And everybody's saying, why'd you take that out? That was the obvious thing to blame this on. Well, because remember, we were all told that this act of terror against Benghazi was in response to this Mohammed-bashing movie. Well, they have to let that story go because, remember, there never really was a movie. There was just a trailer that came out on YouTube just days before Benghazi, and there was never a real movie. They took another movie, very poorly made, and they overdubbed it and edited it to make the trailer and tried to blame on that. Well, if they keep that storyline going, that it was all because of this movie, somebody's going to say, well, let's look at the movie. And when they say, well, there really isn't one, again, the cover-up is completely blown. So they've lost control of this story. They really, really have. Alrighty, now then, back to some events over the weekend. We had another mass shooting down in New Orleans at the Mother's Day parade celebration. And this was briefly heavy news, and it's already started to fade away. It's fading away as fast as that Texas fertilizer explosion because it's not politically useful. So there were, I think the last number they had was 17 people were shot and wounded. Nobody died. That right there makes it unnewsworthy. The youngest victim of the shooting was 10 years old who was grazed by a bullet. And it's very interesting, and, you know, the first response I had when I saw this thing is, oh, just when the gun grabbers need more bloody shirts to wave around. But, again, the lessons to take away from New Orleans. The police were not able to prevent the crime, and they were actually there on the scene in the crowd itself when it happened. More about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Mike, and Darryl, Billy, and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike with Billy, open your eyes. Judith, Mike, and Darryl, Billy, and Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's see. There we are. We're talking about this tragic shooting down at the Mother's Day Parade in New Orleans. Three shooters, police unable to intervene, even though they were standing right there. It is a reminder that this claim that we can surrender all of our guns to the gun grabbers and the police will take care of us is an absolute outright lie. In this case, the police actually were there when this crime was committed, weren't able to stop it. The three suspects got away, and that was kind of the end of the story. And earlier today, they were saying that they're still seeking these gunmen and suspects, and they had no new information. Then, just before we went to air, a video surfaced showing one of the shooters. Security camera video posted to the internet was sent to us, clearly shows one of the shooters. And it's a black gentleman. And I know what the reaction from the corporate TV news is going to be. Well, heck, if we can't use this to demonize the Arabs, this is a non-starter. And I'm willing to bet this story will just fade away very, very quickly because it's not useful to the war agenda. And, of course, the cops are not impressing anybody with their acumen. It was a very interesting story out of Ingenious Press about an LAPD officer who pulled over a student and gave him a breathalyzer test, and the breathalyzer indicated a .018, and the cop said, well, that's double the limit of .08. For those of you who've actually studied mathematics, you will understand what a complete and total moron the LAPD officer was being. The student, who was a physics student, tried to explain to the officer how mathematics works to the right of the decimal point. And double the limit of .08 would be .16, not .018. This student was nowhere near the legal limit for alcohol, let alone double the limit. And the officer still wrote him a citation, and it's going to go to court. And the judge is going to look down at that officer and say, did you actually finish grade school? And it just sort of tells you the kind of people that they have in those police departments right now. Up in New York, something that's got a lot of people very, very concerned, they've started putting up posters, mock posters, trying to sort of pre-sell the idea of a potential terror attack in the subways. What could happen if a colorless, odorless gas got into the subway and you would all die horribly? And people are very, very alarmed at this advertising public relations campaign because of the upcoming simulated chemical attack the New York Police Department is planning on carrying out. In fact, this is in July. It's going to be the largest ever simulated chemical attack. And we know that very often, when we're saying very often, every time there's one of these so-called terror attacks, it's always right on top of a simulated drill. There was a bombing drill going on in Boston. There was a subway terror drill going on London 7-7. FEMA was actually in New York City the night before 9-11 for a drill. And for the New York police to be putting up posters to remind everybody how scared and panicky they have to be in the event of a chemical attack just before a drill simulating a chemical attack. And again, like I said, with Benghazi blowing up in his face, with IRS Gate now becoming a national scandal that's reviving memories of Richard Nixon and what a criminal White House he was, the government's desperate for something where they can change the focus, change the narrative. Now, Adam Kokesh, the man who's calling for an armed march into Washington, D.C. on July 4th, and the D.C. police have already said they're going to meet them at the borders and arrest them. Adam's getting a lot of coverage. He was on CBS in Washington, D.C. He's getting a lot of corporate media coverage for this stunt, and as of the last report, he intends to go forward with it, despite criticism from everybody in the independent media that this is obviously the potential for a staged incident. Agent provocateurs working for the United States government join this march. They get into Washington, D.C., and they start shooting up something, the Jefferson Memorial or the Washington Monument. It's already been cracked from that earthquake. Or shoot at the White House, and then all of a sudden Obama has his excuse to declare martial law, suspend the Second Amendment, and start grabbing the guns, which is, we know they're desperate to do that. And it's a bad idea. Please do not get involved in Adam Kokesh's stunt, regardless of whether Adam himself is legit or not. We know the U.S. government is figuring, how can we turn this into a horrible tragedy that we can use to convince Americans that they can live without their guns? Meanwhile, as the official story of Boston continues to fall apart at the seams, they're trying to basically sell the idea the Sarnia brothers are evil to the American public by going back to this murder that took place several years ago of three men. And apparently it involved marijuana. And they're trying to say, oh, the Sarnia brothers, they're the ones who did it. It was an unsolved murder. And they're basing this on the fact that there is a forensic link between the Sarnia brothers and these three murdered victims, forgetting the fact that it's already been acknowledged one of the victims was friends with the Sarnia brothers. And so there was quite probably benign contact between them on an ongoing basis that is not suitable for, you know, an accusation of murder. They're just piling on the charges to keep the demonization going. These are bad people. Pay no attention to any suggestion. They might be innocent. They're guilty of something. We're victorious. We're going to be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the media is making a big deal over the fact that during Obama's conference with Cameron, when he was asked about Benghazi, Obama managed a little tear to fall out of his eye and trickle down his cheek. So I put that story up there, and to it I linked the video from Bill Clinton at Ron Brown's funeral, where he was caught on tape coming out of the funeral laughing and chuckling, and as soon as he sees the photographers, he puts his head down and he looks really sad. It's all acting. That's what politics is, acting. Letting the public see what the public wants to see and then go on doing about whatever it is you want to do here. Now, getting back to the police. Up in Detroit, because of budgetary cuts, the police department has had to stop responding to 911 calls. And a private firm has now stepped in to pick up the slack, because people in Detroit were complaining. They were calling 911 and they were getting busy signals and on hold and just nothing was going through. So they've got this private firm there. Kind of wonder how they're being funded. And I can imagine up in Detroit, you're going to call 911 and you're going to get a recording that says, "Hello, you've reached 911 plus the private emergency service. Before we connect you to one of our emergency operators, we would like to inform you of a great opportunity to purchase fire, burglary, and medical insurance in our group discount plan, blah, 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 blah." So that's how it's going to be. You're calling because your house is on fire, you're being raped, or you're being murdered, and you have to listen through 5 minutes of commercials before you can get somebody on the line who's actually going to help you with your problems. We've all been talking about drones, the police drones, and we're making a big deal about down in Texas where they had bought this hugely expensive $300,000 drone that was weaponizable. They can send it up with a beanbag gun, a shotgun, a taser, all kinds of nasty stuff, and they put it on display over this last weekend and promptly crashed it into the SWAT team. $300,000. I'm sure the people of Texas are glad that it hit the SWAT team rather than a church or a school. Live by the drone, die by the drone. So huge embarrassment for that. Also for Israel, apparently one of their drones wandered off course over the Mediterranean, and rather than risk somebody getting hold of it and reverse engineering its secrets, Israel had to shoot their own drone down. Not very good these devices are. Now, speaking of Israel, since we've segued very cleverly over to the Middle East here, we're seeing more and more comments coming out. This was from the Trenches World Report, how Israel's desperation to perpetuate aggression is going to lead to its ultimate destruction. Israel's government controls the people of Israel by convincing them they're always under threat from everybody around them, and that's why Israel's constantly having to attack Syria or Lebanon or Gaza or Egypt or whoever else they're invading next week. Israel can't seem to go 6 months without launching an attack on somebody around them. And ultimately, of course, it is polarizing the rest of the world against Israel and Israel's slave, the United States of America. But this is not how you survive in the 21st century. Israel continues to be very afraid of Stephen Hawking. Apparently, his boycotting of this science meeting in Israel has become a focal point for the apartheid and the boycott debate. And ADL is attacking him, and Israel's attacking him. There are some very abusive, snarky comments about Stephen Hawking on Twitter. They're making fun of his disability. And, of course, that has backflashed on Israel because the world already sees Israel as a bully against the Palestinians, a bully against the Egyptians, a bully against the Lebanese, a bully against Syria. And now they're bullying a man in a wheelchair. That does not look really good. Doesn't play in Peoria. And Stephen Hawking is showing a huge amount of courage. It's not like he needs to do anything to attract attention after his long career. He is doing this out of a genuine sense of what is morally right and wrong. And because compared to Stephen Hawking, most human beings have the IQ of a carrot, I think we ought to give him the benefit of the doubt that he may see the situation in Israel and Palestine with a clarity and perception that is lost on pretty much everybody else, including Benjamin Netanyahu and Barack Obama. Now, Stephen Hawking has no shortage of awards and prizes for his intellectual accomplishments, but on the off chance anybody from the Nobel Peace Prize Committee is listening to my broadcast, I am certain Stephen Hawking still has a little blank space on his wall that you might want to consider filling. Now, over at the Huffington Post, they're out there trying to just sell this idea that Hawking's is somehow really, really bad. As you probably remember, late last week, a lot of online media ran polls whether Hawking was right or wrong to do this. And the polls were overwhelmingly that Hawking was right to do what he was doing. So Huffington Post, raising on a busted flush, reset their poll back to zero and then added a couple of articles arguing both sides of the debate. And then said, have you changed your mind? And it basically came out the second Huffington Post poll, even more people said Hawking was right. And remember, we exposed last week, there was an organized campaign among Israel and its supporters. They were sending out mass emailings to all of their supporters saying, please go to this URL and vote no, please. And even with all of that organized, orchestrated attempt to overwhelm the poll, they still cratered. And so Stephen Hawking has inspired the world in a way that none of his cosmological work ever really, really did here. Over in Tel Aviv, another scandal. And by the way, they're dealing with massive riots over there over austerity. The Israeli people are suffering just as much as Americans or Canadians or British or anybody in any nation with a private central bank. is feeling the hardship. One has to wonder, all these billions of dollars pouring into Israel, it's certainly not reaching the Israeli people. It's just vanishing into political corruption. So apparently Tel Aviv has gone on a campaign to shut down businesses run by the African migrants. Remember the Ethiopian Jews? Under the Israel's law of return, if you are Jewish anywhere on planet Earth, you are automatically allowed into Israel and made a citizen. And the Ethiopian Jews said, yeah, Israel looks better than Africa, better than Ethiopia, and they moved up there and to find themselves hideously discriminated against. And apparently Tel Aviv has gone on a program to shut down businesses run by African migrants, saying that they're all illegal for some technicality or another. Now, you've probably already heard about the Newseum, or maybe you haven't. It's sort of a self-aggrandizing, very self-indulgent temple to the corporate media. And it basically proclaims the wonderful corporate media people and all the wonderful things they've done. And every year they have an event honoring reporters killed in the line of duty. And this year there we're going to include two Palestinian journalists, Mahmoud Al-Kumi and Hussam Salama, who were killed in Israel's attack on Gaza last November. And they were going to honor them because they were journalists working for a corporate media outlet. Israel screamed bloody murder, saying that, no, they're not real journalists. They were working for Al-Aqsa TV, and Al-Aqsa TV isn't a real media because it's aligned with Hamas and it's not owned by America's corporate interests. And the ADL got in, the American Jewish Committee chimed in, and the Newseum, which represents a corporate media, which is itself always a slave to Israel, backed down and took the names of these two journalists off the list and basically shows the Newseum has no more moral compass than the corporate media that enshrines here. And it doesn't really matter because we're seeing once again, and this is coming out of Reuters, U.S. broadcast TV ratings slide. People are turning off ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Not just the news programs, but even their regular broadcast. These networks are coming up on what is called the upfront, where they're going to broadcast the pilots for next season's shows and try and convince advertisers to buy in for the entire season, pay for it upfront. The advertisers get a price break because of this, and the networks get a lump of cash coming in with which to produce shows without having to go to their credit lines. And the ratings are going down. They're losing audience, mostly because outside of all the obvious deceptions on the TV news, everything these days coming out of the networks, it's all politically correct. Ooh, Arabs are bad. We are good. Torture is okay. They're regurgitating the same themes over and over again. There's nothing new or interesting. And this is why over on cable TV and the independent channels, reality shows about, duck decoys and looting storage lockers are actually getting higher ratings than the network TV fare. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why they're not doing very well. TV networks only advertise their shows on their own networks. And because nobody's watching, nobody even hears about the new shows. Those corporate media networks ought to be coming out to the independent media. We now have a lion's share of the audience out there. They should be advertising their shows on our websites. Now, speaking of corruption and fighting over money and fraud in Israel, apparently there's a huge scandal unfolding where $57 million was looted from one of these Holocaust funds, where people are encouraged to send money in, and we're going to use the money to take care of those Holocaust survivors, of which there seems to always be more and more and more. And apparently, some of the organizers of one of these things absconded with $57 million. Meanwhile, we reported this yesterday, two organizations using and exploiting Anne Frank's name are in a bitter fight over possession of the actual Frank family archives. It's a repeat of a court battle they had back in 1990 over which one had the right to trademark Anne Frank's name. It's all about money and licensing, and it's deteriorated to the point where they're calling each other a revival of Nazi Germany, and it's just discrediting the whole thing. There are reasons to suspect that the diary of Anne Frank is itself an embellishment More than a few people have pointed out, the sophistication of the writing is inconsistent with the age of Anne Frank at the time it was supposed to be written. We know there was actually a lawsuit where Anne Frank's father got sued by a ghostwriter who sort of dressed up the diary ahead of its being sold. We know that what is shown as the original pages from her diary are written in many cases in ballpoint pen, which was not available in Europe prior to the end of World War II. And it just goes on and on and on. And as we look back from our modern age, sadder but wiser, we look at Saddam's nuclear weapons. We look at all of the other lies that have come out. And we begin to realize that a huge amount of what we're taught about history in the schools, and certainly through Hollywood, it's a fiction. It didn't really happen. It is simply this created illusion to get us to think the way the powers that be want us to think. To always sympathize with Israel, even when it acts as an aggressor, to always demonize all these other people and not even waste time looking at their side of the argument. We are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. And once you understand that and arm yourself against that, you're going to be making a lot better choices in terms of who to vote for, who to give your money to, what products to buy. A skeptical people is a free people. The government and the corporations don't want you skeptical. They want you to just sit there and they'll just say whatever it is at you, global warming, and you'll just say, oh yes, I hear and I obey and I believe as I am told. And when you stop doing that, you become free, because beliefs are the chains that hold free minds enslaved. No chain of iron or steel ever bound a human being tighter than the chains made out of the beliefs with which we are indoctrinated as children. We're bribed to allow beliefs to control us. Believe in the fat man at the North Pole, you'll get a bicycle. Believe in the magic bunny rabbit, you'll get candy. And on and on and on. That's what child is all about. Bribing you, convincing you to not think, not reason, not look at the facts. Just believe what you're being told by the big people. And they do this when you're too young to realize that the big people are full of it. And that's where you're really brainwashed, whether it's kindergarten or Sunday school or any of these other systems where they convince you to let belief control you rather than rationality. Because those who then control the beliefs control you. Apparently, the United Nations Special Rapporteur for Palestine, Professor Falk, visited Lebanon to find out what's really going on in the Palestinian refugee camps. And basically, he came out of that saying it is time for Israel to come clean on some of their actions against Palestine. And in fact, Falk basically said it's time for the U.S. to start withholding payments to Israel until Israel opens up its historical files. I think that takes a great deal of courage. He's probably going to lose his job next week here. Now, over in Syria, the Syrian army, Assad's forces, have regained the strategic towns in Al-Qusayr. I hope I pronounced that correctly. It's in the Homs province. They took control of it apparently last night. And they've restored security to western Damana, Ish, Al-Warar, I can't even pronounce this name, and Al-Hadira towns after clashes with the foreign-backed militants. Apparently, they found quite a few of the hideouts and destroyed those. Assad is winning. And I'm not the only one saying that. Over at rimft.com, there's a headline, America is losing the covert Syria war. The U.S.-sponsored al-Nusra rebels have been defeated by Syria's government forces. This is why the U.S. is trying to come up with a reason to directly invade. Their covert overthrow has cratered. And even worse, even if it was going to succeed, most of these hired mercenaries that the U.S. armed and paid to go in there to overthrow Assad have now politically aligned with the hardcore Islamic radicals, which means the new government following this coup d'etat into power is going to be more anti-American than Assad is. And the United States doesn't want that. So they're desperate for an excuse to go in there, shoot up both sides, declare peace, put in a new puppet government, new private central bank, Syria's oil for sale only for the U.S. dollar, and to move forward. Interesting article out of The Independent, because a lot of the talking points we get out of the United States is, how could the Syrian people be fighting for Assad when he uses chemical weapons and all the rest of that? And The Independent says, they're not fighting for Assad. They're fighting for their homes. They're fighting for Syria. And Robert Fisk is saying they're winning. They're winning. He says the government troops, because he was over there in Syria, says the government troops are confident they're winning, and they're saying they don't need chemical weapons. They're winning without them. Apparently, another video has surfaced showing one of these Syrian hired mercenaries literally cutting out the heart of one of Assad's troops and at least going through the motions of chewing on it. And that may be good publicity from the point of view of the Syrian rebels, but it certainly looks bad to the rest of the world. And meanwhile, some of these hired mercenaries in Syria have started firing mortars into Lebanon. They just want to get this thing kicked up any way they can. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. There's someone wants to help her.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab some phone calls. Art off the grid. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, you know, I was originally going to call in to talk about the Obama Cameron news conference today in regards to something was said about Iran, but you brought up Steve Hawking. And I find it interesting, you know, we find all these articles out there talking about Mr. Hawking boycotting Israel. But just today I stumbled across an article on beforeitsnews.com. And you go through this article and you read it. It refers to how in 1973, Mr. Hawking visited the Soviet Union, in and amongst all of that garbage was going on there. And then how in 2007, he went to Iran. And they make it sound, in this article, how they make it sound like he was okay with what was going on with in Soviet Russia back in 73 and you know, the persecution of women being, you know, adulteresses being stoned, imprisonment without trial, and so on and so forth. And basically using this as a way to demonize Mr. Hawking, calling him an elitist and a hypocrite, which is something kind of an oxymoron when you're referring to a liberal academic. But then there's this other article, which I found on legalinsurrection.com, where basically they are debunking the whole Hawking boycotting Israel with three very specific statements here. One was from a university spokesman who said that Professor Hawking wouldn't be going because his doctor advised him against flying.
Yeah, but that's already been discredited.
Right.
Cambridge University had to reverse themselves on that following a statement by Professor Hawking himself.
Right, but what my point here is, it's amazing how these people, and I mean, beforeitsnews.com, I'm very disappointed in them for their article as well, but this is just a pure example of how when you have someone of Mr. Hawking's stature, a man who is greatly respected throughout the entire world on his achievement, and what he represents as being the best, one of the best examples of how great humanity can be, how they will go out of their way to demonize someone simply for doing what is right. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, they don't have any shame. We've known that all along. They have no shame whatsoever. They're just going to try lie after lie after lie until they get one that works. But in this case, they're definitely hoisting with their own petard the idea that Hawking could go into the former Soviet Union and do something about the situation there from his wheelchair is absurd. In the world of science, people travel around the world attending scientific meetings and conventions. Stephen Hawking is very much in demand around the world. But that doesn't mean he's in a position to do anything about the political structure of the country he's visiting. When I was with NASA, I met a lot of Russian scientists who were pretty cool people. When I was in computer animation, we had Russians coming to visit us at SIGGRAPH from before the fall of the Soviet Union. Didn't mean they approved of our political system. They were there to learn. Got to take a break for station identification. Art, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.